We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Big issues, big guest, vice president today at 11 o'clock. But this guy has been our champion, State Senator Doug Mastriano in Harrisburg. And finally, and I know the strategy. You know, we want it to happen yesterday. And finally, they got 14 Democrats and one independent to sign off on saying the power that the legislature has, that this emergency declaration has long been over. So you're thinking, well, Dom, does that mean now we're in green? We can go out. We can be human beings. We can be out from under the thumb of a little dictator who yesterday said, well, I'll let you play sports now. Like, each day something dribbles out if he wants to, or if they want to, including Rachel Levine. Let's bring in State Senator Doug Mastriano. State Senator, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me back on, Dom. What a crazy time it's been. And yes, the king is still throwing crumbs to us to appease us, but we're done with this. We're done with his tyrannic rule and his random, inconsistent hypocrisy that he's laying out.
Now, I know you're the type of guy that would do this sooner rather than later, but I guess the idea is to prove this to enough people, you have to let the clock run a good bit to say the emergency's over with, right?
Yeah, that's how it played out. And you had me on some time ago here, and we were pushing real hard. And yes, I don't think it was worth the pain waiting so long, but thank God it's done. I'm glad we got it done. But the fight's still going. It's still dragging. And Governor Wolf refuses to relinquish power.
Yeah, he does. I mean, to worry about Trump, I don't think he's going to leave the executive mansion in 2 years. But,
no.
Doug, so as I understand it, okay, he can't do this. He then takes it to court. Now, you know, I don't care what these judges are doing. They don't start to 10 o'clock. For once, they have to expedite this. They have to sit there, maybe even on a Saturday, and read something with 13 million, whatever number it is, Pennsylvanians, so they can tell us. And, you know, this is important because all along, if a governor, if they get away with this, they can just scream, I said it's an emergency. And that means they believe they can do anything they want.
Yeah, I can't believe this is happening. You know, obviously the emergency powers were designed for a weather event or some other short-term tragedy, and to have somebody to abuse that power. You think about the brilliance of our founding fathers. They made every contingency. They thought it through, but we missed this in the Pennsylvania Constitution when we empowered the governor, and it's being abused and used by Governor Wolf to advance his agenda. The guy actually thinks he's saving lives. Did you hear his press conference yesterday?
Yes.
He thinks this is a good thing. But, you know, the guy is, like, so disconnected and delusional. He's done so much damage. So many people died on his watch. I just don't even know how he can think this. I mean, is there insanity moving in? I can't put my arms around it.
Well, and then he doesn't socially distance, et cetera, and isn't a march.
Yes.
But that's the different thing that's out there. Now, this brings up the next level to this, though. I'm told that you guys haven't done enough by somebody there. And the fear is that Rachel Levine just declares everything an emergency. And then you have to take out that part of it. Is that true?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything to that. I mean, you never know with this governor how he's going to try to maneuver around this here. But this is just a clash between the legislative branch and the executive branch. And you know, I don't like our chances in the Supreme Court when it gets appealed to that, because obviously we didn't show up and vote when that election happened. But at the same time, this is the constitutional process. But as far as Pennsylvania, are we a free people? Was this issue resolved in 1776? Are we going to live in bondage underneath the edicts of this guy? And it seems like a good, fair a fair amount of the population is willing to, but more of us are saying, no, we're done with this crap.
I think that's right. We're even seeing it in Jersey. I don't know if you saw this, Doug Mastriano with the state senator, that Asbury Park, of all places, which is a very dependent upon the state place. I mean, it's a horror of their education system. And I think they spend $33,000 a year on kids there, and they have abysmal results. They are opening up, I think, June 15th for indoor dining, or this weekend, one or the other, in defiance of King Murphy. So you're right.
Wow.
Yeah, stuff is happening. Wow. Asbury Park. And where we are in Pennsylvania is much more fertile ground for this. So where you are in your area of the state, I assume people are ready to move on at this point.
Yeah, the overwhelming majority, 70% of us are like, we're done with this. Yeah, you think about how catastrophic it is on people's lives, but let's think about places like Gettysburg or Hershey or Lancaster that rely upon the seasonal tourism. How do you can't bounce back. You're going to have to climb out of this hole. And a lot of businesses aren't even making it. And I think some will get through this dismal time here, but close up later in the year, because I don't know how you come back. The governor thinks he's doing a great thing. I mean, that's nice for somebody who wanted for nothing all his life to think, you know, he could tell us how to live our lives and keep us comfortable. He said that. I'll keep you comfortable and get you through this crisis. No, governor, we don't need a nanny state. Get off my back.
Right. And here's the big picture thing, too. We have the vice president on today. I'm thrilled with the jobs numbers and in Pennsylvania, Doug. And the bottom line is, I think when we come to the 2020 election, though, those moderate Democrats, those persuadables, maybe those tepid voters, they don't always come out. I think that they're going to tip the balance here. Not huge, but, you know, each percentage point in Pennsylvania, if the Trump people do a good enough job of tarring Wolf with this lockdown.
Wolf is doing all the damage to himself. I mean, it's like a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the foot. Every day he comes out and opens his mouth. You know, Sunday he puts on social media on Facebook that masks are required. The next day he's asked by the media in a press conference, oh, no, they're not required. I mean, the guy can't even get his storyline straight. It's just so mind-boggling. You know, on the other thing, there's hope, Dom, because I've never seen a more engaged electorate. The people are really rising up and taking things in their own hands. It had it. 836 and 323 get run because the language of 323 is folded into 836 to make it happen faster. It's because of people were thousands of emails going to senators and reps every day. I had one senator tell me in a weekend he received like 3,000 on my bill. Yeah, he came up to me and says, "Okay, Doug, you tell me about your 323 here." I'm like, "Why are you asking?" And he told me, I was like, "You've got to be kidding me."
Well, on the other big thing, I wanted an update from you. I'll give you an update from me. We have a great constitutional lawyer, well-sourced. You know, we have a pool guy here we started with. Two pool companies within 5 miles of him were open under the waiver thing. He was not allowed to do it. I think we're going to break, you know, it grinds fairly slowly in federal court, but we're really optimistic. And once that whole website opens up of who made decisions, how did they make it, how many contributors, how many legislators were pushing stuff through.
Yes.
I am hoping there's criminal behavior here because I believe that's what happened.
So we only have 1/18th of the subpoena that we demanded for the governor release on the waiver list. And you'll note the night before he released, he only gave us the current waivers. And the night before they deleted or denied the waiver to several hundred people they had granted them to. So slowly those folks are coming out thinking, hey, I had a waiver. So the whole process was tainted and suspicious from the beginning. And, yeah, he picked winners and losers, and there was political payback. But it's going to take too darn long to put that together. In the end, Wolf's going to have to pay for this here. But how long can we hang on here in Pennsylvania? I think people just ticked off and just sick and tired of this game.
Well, you have been just a silver lining, though, that we discovered you, knew about you and what you do. You do a fireside Facebook every week and stuff like that. Tell people where they can find you.
Yes, yeah, so every night at 8 p.m., Senator Doug Mastriano on Facebook, we do live stream, and I just give you the ungarnered truth like you do, you know, on your show in the morning here. It just lay out what I know and what we can do about it.
Well, Doug, thank you very, very much. Again, you're welcome anytime when we have developments. People are amazed how difficult this is. But when you have a guy like this, a person of privilege, talking about to Wolf, and a stone-cold progressive up and down the line, and Rachel Levine there, science doesn't matter. The people don't matter. They are arbiters of what is good for us. And I know how hard you and Terzai and others push back on this. It's not over yet, though. It's very, very difficult to stop this guy.
I'm asking people just to saturate the governor's inbox with comments on how his destructive policies have ruined their lives. So please reach out to him this week and let him know.
All right, Doug, thank you. Thanks for joining us today, as always.
Thank you, sir. Hey, great, ask Vice President Pence to pitch in here. We need a little bit of help. Thank you.
I will. We got a big list for him here. All right, Dan, tell the Vice President. Doug wants to make a missive here. We're going to need a couple more minutes at 11 o'clock. They told me 5 minutes. Thank you, Doug.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.